Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Women. Now it's your turn. Today's lesson is called To E or Not to E, Is Online Dating for You? Part 1. Whether you love it, hate it, or have only just heard about it, online dating has swept the world and changed the dating scene forever. It's something to be considered, especially if you've never tried it before. In today's lesson, I'll be covering three topics. Number 1. Is online dating for you? Number 2. Pros and cons of online dating. Number 3. How to make it work for you. Right here on How to Be Irresistible to Women, the newsletter series. Okay, first let's talk about the benefits of online dating. A really great example is my Canadian friend, Trent. Trent isn't especially tall or handsome, but after going through a messy divorce, he decided to give e-dating a shot. After a few weeks, he met this really great girl online. I mean, she was both hot and smart, which is never easy to find these days, online dating or regular dating. They dated for a good 3 years before going on to other people they met online, so there is hope out there. To give you another example, I'll tell you about my friend Dee from Toronto. She met a guy online, and within a year they got married, and more than a year later they're still married, so it really can work for you both. I mean, they're both good-looking people. It's not anything shady. It can actually work for you. So another benefit is the sheer number of women using matching services. While there are definitely more men than women using these sites, that doesn't hide the fact that over 3 million people are using e-dating services in the United States alone. So if you're having no luck at the bars, clubs, or parties, this is one method you have of meeting someone special. It's as easy as logging onto your computer, and moreover, the numbers don't lie. You may just save money browsing the profiles instead of wasting your money going to bars and buying expensive drinks while chasing girls who may not even go out on a date with you. The added bonus is, even if you don't connect with the girl you go on the date with, it never hurts to have some extra friends. Online dating is a great way of networking. Maybe you don't have romantic chemistry with a girl, but you do develop a bond of friendship. If you play your cards right, you can use this girl to help you meet other women through online dating or just through her own network. I've done this before, actually, to great success. As I said in my lesson on networking, girls love playing matchmaker for guys and girls alike. You can never have enough female friends. On the other hand, there are some negatives to online dating. Probably the biggest is the deception involved in online dating websites. You really have to be careful in how much trust you put into the members' profiles. I've heard some true horror stories from guys about meeting girls who look nothing like their photos, and also who lie about their interests and income. You have to be really careful and take everything with a grain of salt. You may have to go on several bad dates before you meet someone you really connect with. Additionally, while you can make a sort of connection through emailing the member you eventually date, you won't have the same bond that one gets through meeting at a party or other venue. According to Sex in America, 66% of couples who married actually met through mutual friends and a mutual network, so right away online dating removes that advantage. You won't have gone through the natural attraction phase of connecting, and what girls write online may have nothing to do with reality. I know quite a few guys who've got burned from this. All in all, I recommend meeting girls through more natural sources, some of which I describe in the next lesson. But if you don't have the time or the patience, online dating isn't a bad way to meet girls from the comfort of your home computer. When I come back, I'll tell you more about how to make your online dating profile work for you. Okay, so online dating doesn't have to be difficult. With my help, you can make it work for you. Did you listen to my lesson on networking? In it, I describe dating as marketing. You're always marketing yourself, whether you're just meeting a girl or going on a first date. So with e-dating, you have to make a killer profile. It is like web marketing itself. So on a piece of scratch paper, write down some words that describe your attitude as a person. Are you positive, playful, quiet, a partier? Pick the single word that describes the type of person you are best. But keep it honest. If you're dishonest, you're going to get dishonest people. What goes around comes around, and you don't want to end up with a girl that looks like a hottie in her profile, but is a blimp in person. When you create your profile, keep that word you chose in mind. If you want to convey yourself as a positive person, make sure that your photos show you with a big smile on your face, and keep your comments upbeat. If you're totally into music, choose a picture that includes props like a guitar or your stacks of CDs, a piano, and pepper your comments with musical references. By creating a consistent theme throughout your profile, you'll stick out as someone who is memorable. Remember that profile the musician guy? That's what the girls will be saying. You also find that you attract more people. Next, you need to compare your profile with the other profiles out there. I recommend that you browse other guys' profiles before creating your own. You'll find that most profiles don't show much forethought. The photos are grainy or unclear, the entries are rife with spelling mistakes, the comments are generic and don't say much about who the person is. Seeing other people's mistakes can help you avoid them yourself, and you'll look a lot better in comparison. Girls notice these things. They have a very watchful eye, so make yours better than everyone else's. Consider what can make your profile stand out amongst the others out there. Maybe a super sharp photo with an interesting theme, such as that time you dressed up in a cowboy hat for a Western theme party, or your face just before you went bungee jumping. Maybe a witty self-description that begs the reader to find out more. Maybe you describe a memorable experience that ends on a cliffhanger, giving people a perfect excuse to write to you and ask what happened. Finally, look at your completed profile honestly, and ask whether it will attract the kind of girl you want to date. Ask your friends, especially platonic female ones, what they think of your profile. They may have some really good suggestions. If you want to date athletic girls, for example, make sure that your photos show you mountain climbing or wearing sports gear. If you want to attract a business professional lady, give your profile the professional veneer of a business card. And if you're funky and alternative, add something surprising to your profile that will mark you out from the conservative crowd. Thanks for listening to today's lesson. To E or not to E, is e-dating for you? In today's lesson, I told you about the pros and cons of online dating and how to put together a killer profile. Remember that dating is like marketing, so you have to sell your best points to the girls out there and stay ahead of the competition. Do this by choosing a word that best describes you and working the details that surround that positive quality into your profile. Have fun and good luck. This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2000.